Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic News. Media app.
I'm Mike Dubusky. The heat wave in the U.S. and around the globe is putting July on track to be the hottest on record. The White House is taking action.
President Biden is ordering the Labor Department to declare a hazard alert, which reassures that workers have heat-related protections under federal law. It also reminds employers of their responsibilities to protect workers during extreme heat. The Labor Department also says it will ramp up inspections in high-risk workplaces like agriculture and construction. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
A grand jury could be weighing possible charges in special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Earlier today, the former president's attorneys met with the special counsel's team. In a post on social media, basketball legend LeBron James says his family is safe and healthy. It comes just days after his son Bronny went into cardiac arrest during practice. This is ABC News. The Secretary of Homeland Security is calling on Congress to make permanent a pay raise for airline security workers.
TSA workers are seeing a big bump in pay this month because of the Inflation Reduction Act, on average about 30% more. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was on Capitol Hill today calling on Congress to make the pay increase permanent, noting that TSA workers have historically been underpaid despite keeping air travel safe.
No longer do travelers worry about whether they will reach their destination safely.
Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
Initial claims for jobless benefits fell by 7,000 last week. The Labor Department says claims are now at the lowest level since February. A California man proves you're not too old to scale to new heights. 93-year-old Everett Callen just climbed to the top of Yosemite's Half Dome. He made the 13-hour trek with his son and granddaughter. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Our entire listening area is under an enhanced risk of severe weather this afternoon and evening. Widespread severe storms are possible, the main threats being high and damaging winds and large hail. There's also a chance of isolated tornadoes as part of the storm system. This follows hot and humid conditions with temperatures topping out in the 90s with heat indices crossing triple digits in some areas. County fairs are underway in northwestern Wisconsin. As of today, the Polk County Fair has carnival rides, tractor and truck pulls, a demo derby, and other entertainment. The fairgrounds are in St. Croix Falls, with admission being $8. The Washburn County Fair in Spooner is also ongoing. Carnival rides, livestock shows, and other exhibits are part of that event. Admission to that is $5 per person or $10 per carload. And in Dunn County, the first full day of that fair is today, with animal exhibits, music, tractor pulls, and a demo derby all on tap for the weekend. The fairgrounds are east of Menominee. Admission is $5. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.com. US.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
St. Paul or place a takeout order at cafelatte.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's Sweatfest 2023. I'm Matt. Yee. Who's going to be my squeegee buddy? God, is it... This is Savannah, Georgia in summer right now. Have you ever been in the South, Brett, during the summer months?
Yeah. Nashville, Tennessee. For a while, yeah. It's not probably not quite as bad as Savannah. Actually, is Nashville south of Savannah?
No, Savannah's south of Nashville. Yeah. Savannah's Tennessee.
Yes, yeah, so
that's
got to be worse.
Have you seen a map? Okay, never mind. Jefferson City, Missouri gets pretty brutal. That gets pretty brutal. No, Savannah is probably of the heat with humidity. Unless you're in southern Florida, which is, frankly, the tropics. I mean, that's the tropics. You mean you're in rainforest down there. That is probably the hottest you get there, which makes so much sense why every food item in Savannah is heavily laden with fat and butter. And now I figured it out. Oh, dear Lord. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Matt Brett here today. Terry Hempelman's going to join us. He is one of the actors from the Guthrie. We had him on for Sweat last year. The play that they did over there. He is back in Shane, and I'm fascinated that they've developed that for the stage. We'll talk to him about that, currently playing at the Guthrie. That's about 4:35 this afternoon. Have you been outside lately, Brad?
Not for a long time, fortunately, and I don't plan on spending a lot of time outside, even after I leave the station.
I'm bunking up here today. I went out this morning to walk the dog at 6:15. I said, this is not good. This is not good. It was... Yeah, it's nasty outside. Be careful. If you're not drinking plenty of water, drink plenty of water and get out of the sun if you can. I went to basic training in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. It was a delight. It was summer. It was probably the greatest weight loss program I've ever seen in my life. But even there, they were like, get in the shade, get drinking water. I mean, even as you're going through basic training, they were like, we're not going to have half our platoon pass out. And so... Be careful out there, especially if you're doing any work or anything like that. Just take it easy. And if you see anyone out there that's doing a lot of work, go get them a bottle of water or something like that, all right? Ugh. It does look like some storms might pop up a little bit later on. I think it was like 5 o'clock tonight, they're saying now, that there was a chance of some storms coming in here. Yeah, 5 p.m., something like that, and then definitely later on this evening. And that's not a surprise. I mean, you just got this much humidity, this much heat. It's going to fire up. So wind threats of 2, hail threats of 2. I posted Sven's weather forecast to bring me the news up on all the socials, so you can go catch that there. There's nothing here to protect. If hail starts coming down, I'm not happy about this. I mean, although it's better than that, what was up north of us, that lake that got hammered by the baseball-size hail?
Oh, yeah, that was a crazy video to watch. You saw, yeah.
That is
bouncing in the water.
God,
yeah.
I'd find a tree or a building or something, try to find something to get out of the way of that. But even if you did find something sturdy, I mean, that's bad day for you. it's God's golf game, and he's hit the traps. And so watch out.
That's a case if you're in the open. You got to duck and cover. Otherwise, you're going to get pelted in the head, and that will hurt.
it will hurt greatly. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. We caught them. I saw this story, and this makes me happy. Two men from England are in federal custody on suspicion of posing as local construction contractors, then deliberately damaging homes in the Twin Cities to secure business, according to authorities. You remember this story from a few days ago? They had the people that were coming up saying, we're going to roof your house. Brought in an invoice that made it look like a legit company, went up there, tore apart their roofs, and then ran and took the money?
Yeah, that's pretty common, unfortunately, sometimes.
Well, these guys were bad. I mean, because they figured out they printed out a fake invoice from an actual company. So you would have looked it up and called, but someone eventually figured out. So they called up the company. The company was like, we have no knowledge of this. Minnetonka Police Department said the suspects were identified by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and arrested on Tuesday afternoon. Two teenagers traveling with the adults have been taken into protective custody, according to police. Police began investigating Monday Monday when a homeowner reported concerns regarding contractors offering to repair the chimney on her home, according to a news release from the Minnehaha Police Department. Okay, so let's talk about how stupid these guys are. It becomes a pretty widely covered story that they're doing this, and they didn't get the heck out of town. You went to Minnetonka. I mean, I guess it's not Edina or Wayzata or Marine on St. Croix, but you're still in a pretty wealthy suburb. They don't tolerate this kind of stuff. You're kind of two stupid English guys, aren't you, dummies? The woman told the police the crew had shown her photos of the damage, and she later found broken chimney pieces on the ground in her backyard. So contractors came out. They're there to repair the chimney. They came out. We found damage on the chimney, and she found actually broken chimney pieces on the ground in her backyard. So she basically said, okay, they broke my chimney. According to police, the homeowner contacted the company listed on the handwritten invoice, Advantage Construction, and discovered the work crew had no connection to the local firm. Authorities were then waiting for the suspects to take the suspects into custody when they returned to the woman's home on Tuesday. The individual in this case did what we want people to do, Minnetonka Police Captain Andy Gardner stated in a news release. She asked the work crew for identification and more information. When it didn't make sense, she called the police. Police are currently working with other law enforcement agencies and local contractors in the Twin Cities to determine the scope of the allegations and the extent of the damage. In many cases, the homeowner said they were visited by people offering free roof inspections, the news release states. The contractors returned with photos of damage they insisted needed to be repaired and sometimes offered to drive the homeowners to the bank to provide payment. Gardner encourages anyone working with contractors to hold off on signing any contracts until the company information, the state license, can be verified. Police also advise against paying repairs in cash. That's your first big thing. That or, you know, Outback Steakhouse gift cards, you know. Well, we got a new program here at the old contractors here. We sure do love TGI Fridays. And if you've got $400 worth of gift cards for TGI Fridays, we'll get cracking right on that roof for you. No.
Yeah, payments for gift cards. It's funny you mention that. Snap Construction does advertising with us, and I remember Ryan talking about that. Like, don't fall for the door-to-door, you know, salesman. Oh, we're here to repair your roof. Really? Yeah.
Well, yeah, and don't let them up there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what these guys were doing they were going up and creating the damage.
Exactly.
And then saying, see, you need to get this fixed. And in this case, they went up there and apparently did some substantial damage to this woman's chimney. And here's the bad part about all these homeowners, every one of them. They're going to have to file a homeowner's insurance claim because I guarantee you these two clown cars probably have, you know, either drank the money away already or, you know, shipped it off and they can't find it. Needless to say, these guys, if they can put together, how many charges could they get against them? I believe it was 4 or 5 in the original story. So you got 6 here. If it's 5, they got 6 here. So that's per case. These guys, I hope your passport's up to date because by the time you get out, it might be expired. You're not going to get out of jail anytime soon, are you? You clowns. Oh, and what's with the teenagers? That's a little scary here. Are we talking like underage teenagers I hope not.
Well, you're going to break one law, might as well break them all underage workers.
Pound for pound, I'm not thinking that's underage workers. I'm wondering if it's underage, you know, kids that they've tricked into following them and they're cool guys and they're just kidding. So, okay, let's figure out, let's run this here. These two clowns come in here. They use their, you know, we're English, we're cool. They come to this. They get some kids to follow around because they think that they're really cool. So basically they might have underage kids with them, you know, as predators. And then they go out to this house. We say, we need $5,000. Go get $5,000. Then they're running over to the Mall of America and buying what they want to get. And I guarantee you there's going to be some serious fallout from this. And I hope these guys, seriously, these guys need to go to jail for a little bit. They need to go to jail for a little bit. I mean, this is brazen beyond brazen. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit of the carryover from the 4th of July, but, you know, didn't we kick the Brits out of this country? I like Britain. Hey, don't get me wrong. I love it. I've been there many times. It's a lovely place. But this, what is this? Oh, I guarantee. Can you imagine the stories they're telling the Minnetonka police right now? All right, you remember when I told you that we were going to be doing this? Now, that's a little more Irish than... remember, I don't even know. Didn't they think these guys were Irish? Do you think they were putting on a fake Irish accent?
Yeah, if they're faking it, they could be mixing them up quite a bit.
Well, I mean, how many people would figure? I mean, most people here don't hear a, howdy, cowboy. Well, you from Iowa? No. They're not. Everyone seems to know the Boston accent, but no one else, nothing else seems to resonate. Oh, nicely done. To the homeowner here, by the way, I'm very, very sorry about your chimney, but can I just say a round of applause to you for getting these clowns? Absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Very, very happy to hear that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So So there's a story I have to bring up, and I want to bring up because I want to show you the insane double standard that the Republicans have in regards to the Republican Party and any other party. Now, we could point to stuff like the Republicans all demanding Al Franken resign his seat without a trial, and meanwhile, Matt Gaetz is sitting there, clearly a problem, and they're perfectly fine with him staying in. You know, in Congress. I'll never forget or forgive the Republicans for what happened early on in Trump's presidency when four American soldiers were killed in Niger. And the same political party who was screaming about Benghazi incessantly, we need justice for Americans who died, all of a sudden said, well, we got four Americans who died in Niger. Shouldn't we have an investigation into that? Oh, no, I don't think there's anything to question here. The same Republicans who had eight Benghazi investigations, every one of them saying there was nothing to see here, who, if Hillary Clinton would have won in 2016, had already vowed to start a ninth and 10th Benghazi investigation. Because they still had questions. Reading from the New York Times from a few years ago. Cut off from their unit, a tiny band of American soldiers was outnumbered and outgunned in the deserts of Niger, fighting to stay alive under a barrage of gunfire from fighters loyal to the Islamic State, jogging quickly at a crouch. Staff Sergeant Brian Black motioned to the black SUV beside him to keep moving. At the wheel, Staff Sergeant Dustin Wright tried to steer while leaning away from the gunfire, but the militants wielding assault rifles and wearing dark scarves and baklavas kept closing in. Sergeant Black suddenly went down. With one hand, Sergeant Wright dragged his wounded comrade into the precarious shielding of the SUV, took up a defensive position, his M4 carbine braced on his shoulder. Black yelled at a third American soldier, Staff Sergeant Jeremiah Johnson, checking for the wounds. Sergeant Black lay on his back, motionless and unresponsive. Concerned, Sergeant Wright and Sergeant Johnson finally took off, sprinting through the desert under a hail of fire. Sergeant Johnson was hit and went down still alive. At that point, Sergeant Wright stopped running with only the thorny bush for cover. He turned and fired on the militants, advancing on towards his fallen friend. These were the last minutes of the lives of three American soldiers killed on October 4th during an ambush in the desert scrub of Niger that was recorded on military helmet camera. The fourth American, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, who had gotten separated from the group, also died in the attack, the largest life loss of American troops during combat in Africa since 1993, the Black Dawn debacle in Somalia, which, once again, the Republicans made a whole big deal about. The four men, along with four Nigerian soldiers and an interpreter, were killed in a conflict that few Americans knew anything about, not just the public, but also the families and even some senior American lawmakers. So, I talked extensively about this and the shame I had for the Republicans, Minnesota Republicans, federal Republicans, all of you. Shame on all of you, because you quickly diminished these people. You quickly swept the troops aside. The support the troops, the yellow ribbon cowards that you are. Yellow is the right color for you guys. you sat there and, well, there's nothing to see here because Donald Trump was the president. Even though there were multiple reports that the entire conflict that led to the death of these four soldiers was being orchestrated from within inside the White House. Not a single Republican demanded even a hearing on this. Benghazi, four dead Americans, eight investigations, promises of ninth and tenth ones. This happens even though we have pretty credible evidence that the White House was somehow coordinating this. Not a single peep as four dead Americans lay dead in Niger. Not a peep. Because those dead Americans did not matter to the Republican Party. They did not, because they had no political purpose. If they could, if it was a Democratic president, we need to have immediate investigations. How could we have four dead Americans again? But because it was Donald Trump, it was, you know, combat is hard. I mean, my God, there were even Congress people who said we didn't even realize there were troops in Niger. Someone authorized this, and it was never once investigated. Even though there were allegations it was being orchestrated from the White House. Not a single question. So when people tell me, I'm a Republican, I support the troops, the first words out of my mouth are bull, and well, I can't say the rest of that. But as an Army veteran, U.S. Army veteran, if you care about the troops, it doesn't matter who the president is. You guys showed your true colors, that you didn't care about the troops. Not these troops, not the troop that died in Yemen. Not once. But all of a sudden, when after Biden was hand-tied with Afghanistan and there was attacks, oh my God, we have American troops who were killed. We needed full investigations again. Because once again, for everyone at home, playing at home, Republicans do not care about the troops unless they can use them as a political weapon. They do not care. Do not care. It makes me mad. As a veteran, it makes me really freaking mad, because I'd sure as heck like to know how these four soldiers got killed and who at the White House was coordinating this event. No need to look into that, because, hey, Republicans, you're all cowards too. Can I just say this? I'll say it to every one of your damn faces. You're a bunch of freaking cowards. Pathetic. And you betrayed the troops and this country yet once again. Now, I'm going to take a break here. I'm going to calm down, because once again, this story infuriated me. And it did. I mean, I think we actually have the audio of me from a few years ago still up on YouTube going to town on this.
Oh, I remember that video. Yes,
oh,
we do.
I think we still do. That being said, the point of me doing this is not to, you know, raise my blood pressure again. My doctor has warned me against that, but it's to point out the double standard. And when I come back, I want to break down the fact that Republicans right now are asking for a possible impeachment ceremony in the House. Ceremony is the right term. It's not actually, it's pageantry. It's theater. That's all it is. And the reality is there is a story from the last few weeks, which isn't the biggest story, but I can tell you right now, if the president involved had a D next to their name, holy God, there would be immediate calls for an impeachment. I guarantee it. If it was a Democrat who was responsible. It's not exactly the biggest story, but it should tell you how absolutely polar opposite Republicans have become when it comes to actual justice standards. We're the party of decency. We're the party of integrity. Bull crud. You only look at the letter next to their name to determine your outrage level. And it's not bad enough that you get over the top when it's a D. It's the fact that you dismiss truly ugly and horrible behavior if it's an R. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Would you let
animals pique your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. We're heading into July and the heart of summer. The backyard barbecues over Independence Day will bring a lot of family and friends over to the house, and your kids will spend a lot of time outdoors on the sports fields and in the backyard. But that also means your guests are going to be spilling the potato salad and your kids are going to be tracking in who knows what from their outdoor explorations or off the sports fields. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering 3 rooms starting at just $129 and get a 4th room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM950 special. Again, don't wait. Book your appointment today. Backward or forward smells the same. Zero Res.
I'm Angela Warner for Warner Stellium. Sometimes appliances break. Other times you spend years wishing they would. We get it. That's why right now we're paying you to upgrade with our trade-in sale. We'll pay you $50 for each appliance you replace. Our in-store specialists take out the guesswork of wondering what's the best one and which one will fit. Then Warner Stellium professional crews will deliver, install, and take your old stuff away, saving you time and money. So outsource your stress and shop family-owned Warner Stellium.
Breathing exercises. Calm down. Brett, you remember something about the story after the 4 soldiers were killed in Niger, correct? What was that again?
Yeah, I remember this back from your video you had a few years ago that did attract the attention of a number of Trump trolls back then.
Oh, but, yeah.
But one of the points you brought up, and I had forgotten about this till I saw that video again. I was looking at it here. So as Donald Trump, I believe, was calling one of the widows of the soldiers that got killed, he apparently forgot the name of the soldier and basically said, well, that's what he signed up for.
Calm breathing. Stay relaxed. Don't lose it, Matt. This is not going to be an hour of me just screaming about what an absolute jackass and traitor to the country that Donald Trump was and the enablers at the Republican Party, including Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber and whoever the, you know, junior is down in one and her up in. No, Matt, calm down. Anywho. The point I'm bringing up is that we have a long laundry list of the massive level of hypocrisy that is existing within the Republican Party. A long, detailed list. As Trump is about to get indicted for the 3rd time. By the way, has that happened today? Because remember, they were meeting. Jack Smith and his lawyers were meeting with Trump's lawyers today after the grand jury ended. It sounded like there was, I mean, you can hear the orange Julius over there the sweating. They haven't filed charges or anything. I haven't seen anything. No breaking news.
No, I'm looking at the wires here. Nothing yet with them.
Yeah, we could have a breaking news day. It'd be his 3rd indictment, which means I think he gets a small drink with that. Punch card, dear Lord. Anyway, Trump he's horrible. He's a horrible human being, and he's going to get indicted for the 3rd time. And Republicans are desperate to try to say, no, stop paying attention to that. Biden, Hunter Biden, naked Hunter Biden. Oh, taxes. Oh, there's this one thing. I remember yesterday we talked with Stein about his senator down there putting out this one note that basically their entire argument is based on one interview done by a field agent where he interviewed someone who they can't find anymore, by the way, who said that Hunter Biden was taking bribes for Joe Biden from Burisma. That is it. No, they have looked into it. They couldn't find anything that corroborated that statement. They couldn't find any evidence, and they couldn't find the individual. And as one person said, it was almost like someone came in just to make this statement and leave just so this was out there so people could use this possibly to make things up. Needless to say, there is no evidence of it. And every time the Republicans have a hearing about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, it blows up in their face spectacularly. But it doesn't mean they're going to stop. They're probably going to say, we still have questions. That's why an impeachment is warranted. That's what they're going to say. Even though their whole thing is that if they create this standard that basically you don't even have to have evidence, you just have to have the thought that something was bad is happening. Can you imagine how many impeachments, if Trump was to win again, how many impeachments would he have? It'd be the impeachment of the day. I mean, he'd spend his entire presidency in the Senate under trial. It'd be hilarious. Anyway, that aside, once again, to catch everyone up, as Donald Trump is basically getting ready to be indicted the third time for breaking the law, Republicans are trying to create anything to be able to try to impeach Joe Biden, not because that Joe Biden's done anything wrong, but they're desperately trying to take the headlines off of Donald Trump. That's just that. And by the way, I know yesterday Stein said he didn't think that the House Republicans would vote for it because there is way too many moderate Republicans that would basically end their careers if that happened. The reality is I have zero doubt the Republicans will say you're out of the party unless you vote this way, and that will, they'll force the hand. Anyway, I bring this up because there's a story out there that I'm just going to read to you. Now, this story has been updated, although the update itself warrants a little bit of an interest. And I'm going to be the first to say, this is not the most important story from the last week. Probably not the 10th most important story. Probably in regards to stories about Trump in the last few weeks, it's probably number 20 or 30. There's a lot more that's going on there, okay? But still, holy God. Donald Trump will finally return the ancient artifacts sent to the U.S. by Israel in 2019 after the items had a lengthy stay at Mar-a-Lago. Israel sent the items to the U.S. in December of 2019 for a Hanukkah event at the White House. The artifacts were meant to be displayed for the 2019 event and then returned to Israel, but the U.S. State Department prevented the display over concerns it may have been taken from the occupied West Bank. All right, so they sent over some items. They never really had the thing, but needless to say, there it is. It's rare Israeli area, Middle Eastern area artifacts. Priceless, priceless artifacts. The artifacts, which include a set of ancient coins and a ceramic oil lamps, have been at the estate since December of 2021. It is, that's a year and a half, isn't it, Ben? That the Israeli ancient priceless artifacts have been at Mar-a-Lago, which they were loaned to us in 2019 for a Hanukkah celebration. They've been there for a while. This according to the New York Times. They ended up there when a Republican donor, Saul Fox, gave them to the former president at a 2021 Hanukkah party at Mar-a-Lago. The items were entrusted to Fox after the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic delayed retrieval of the items, as the Israeli Antiquities Authority did not want to entrust the items to a shipping company. Fox told the Wall Street Journal that he thought the items were to be given to Trump permanently. So let me say, this guy, who is now trying to be the fall guy, says, apparently, and I'm presuming he must have some relationship with Israel, because they entrusted him to hold these artifacts. He thinks that ancient Israeli Middle Eastern artifacts, which the Israeli government owns, which are priceless, were meant to be given as a gift. Yeah, I'm not. That doesn't pass the smell test at all. At all. Previous efforts by senior Israeli officials to retrieve the artifacts over the past several months had failed. So once again, we want to make this point. Regardless of where Trump got these artifacts from, the Israeli government has come to him multiple times saying, hey, those are ours, and we want them back. And the Trump administration said, no, they're mine now. I'm using the coin as a back scratcher. Oh, it's delightful. I smoke dope out of the lamp. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. I don't even want to. Yeah, I know. I really do not want to know what he's doing with these antiquities. Were they in the bathroom with the other documents? Was it like a box from a college dorm room where just there's a plate in here? Here's a cassette tape from 1988, and here's a whole bunch of old calendars. What's all this? Was that what it is? It's in one of those boxes there. It's all that cool stuff. They love me. They loved me back then. They knew I was coming. They praised me as the rising sun. No, they were just praising the sun. It's just the fact that you look like, never mind. As the items were displayed as originally intended, the office will be expediting the return to the organization's representative, the Trump spokesman said, told the Times Now. Basically, they've been caught on this. The antiquities authorities also told the Times in a statement that they had no claims against Mr. Donald Trump. The officials from both sides of the U.S. and Israel were working together to return the objects to their proper home, of course, because the U.S. officials are under Joe Biden now. And, yeah, so here you have this. And once again, this was starting to create a bit of an international incident that Donald Trump was not returning priceless ancient artifacts to a foreign country. Let me guess that the Republican Party is not going to investigate this. Let me come back, talk more about that in a second. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. An excessive heat warning is in effect today as we expect sunny skies and a high near 97. Then tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low around 71.
Get paid to upgrade. Warner Stellion will buy your appliance for $50 during our trade-in sale. No one else saves you more time from shopping to free professional delivery like Warner Stellion. Put us to the test. Shop Minnesota family-owned WarnerStellion.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Reminder, great programming coming your way tonight, including at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith. Absolutely exceptional stuff there, 8 to 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock hour, we got Greg Bach and Ghostbox Radio. I heard it was a hoot last night talking about the UFO
stuff.
Yeah,
they were talking about the UFO hearings over at Congress last night.
Like I said, I'm just wondering, it's like when you say you took, non-human... biologics from the shred. Was that just like, hey, pick him up, he's kind of heavy? Or was it I need a mop and a bucket? I just, not because it was a hard crash, but I mean, what kind of aliens are we dealing with here? Are they more like the Tar Monster from Scooby-Doo, or is it kind of like, you know, I'm not a human. I've got a larger forehead. Thank you, MST3K. that's a gold. Look at that huge forehead. Oh, clearly not human. So that's that. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock, one of my favorites. She's just fantastic. Patty Vasquez out of Chicago. We have her on the air at 11 o'clock weeknights right here on AM 950. Make sure you're joining us every single night, 952-946-6205. So I want to make sure I reiterate something here I did not talk about the last segment, and that is the original story here was not that Saul Fox gave him these at a Hanukkah party in 2021. That he had them and they went to Mar-a-Lago with him as he moved out of the White House. And would be my guess was just stored in a box someplace. Now, I'm not saying Saul Fox is a patsy who's basically been set up to basically try to give Trump some cover here. But if you're asking me what's the most likely option here, whether or not Donald Trump, when a guy who frantically grabbed as much as he possibly could when he was getting thrown out of the White House, threw in priceless antiquities from a foreign country that had been loaned to the United States specifically for a display, chucked them in the box and said, "Mine now, you're mine. I dug those up. You know, I was on an archaeological dig and I saw these when I was building a golf course." Yeah, sure. Okay. Or do you think someone who has apparently had a long established relationship with the Israeli government, who knows that the Israeli government has a tremendous amount of pride in their antiquities and do not allow those things out of the country just willy-nilly, that somehow he thought that when he was entrusted with these antiquities, that the Israeli government was telling him, "Hey, give them away as a gift. You know, just when they bring you a pizza to the door, make sure you give them a priceless antiquity coin. There you go. There's your tip there. Don't spend it all in one place." Because if I can say, my gut feeling would be that's bull crap. And this could be easily solved by just figuring out at what point did the antiquities go down to Mar-a-Lago, which I imagine you could probably easily track down. This seems like an entire cover story. And once again, that was the original story. The original story was that Trump had packed them up with him, his stuff, and stashed them down in Mar-a-Lago. Mine now. You're mine now. Is he using one of the antiquated oil lamps for ketchup? Is that where we're... This thing pours out really well on steak. Ah! I don't know what to be more offended by. I love a ribeye with some Heinz 57. Boy, jeez. How many times do you think he was dropped on his head as a cat? No, never mind. That's just me. Just wild speculation. I have no idea. I'm sure his head was kept safe. Not even I can keep that one. That's a bag of cats up there, man. That's a bag of cats. Anyway, all right. So I'm sure the House Republicans are scrambling with their big friends, Israel. Remember, every single person in this country has to pledge allegiance to Israel. That's their argument. That's there is no closer ally to the United States, unless it's one of our warships. They don't want, they love us. Do not look into the history of American warships in Israel. Anyway, but that is the Republican policy. That Israel, uber alles, even their own country, many of them, even their own country, because it gives them political talking points. That's why. It is. That's kind of who these people are on the right. So you can only imagine that someone stealing Israel's priceless antiquities that were loaned to the United States under the argument of
of unifying with our country. Holy God, there must be scrambling to get investigations going into this. Just running down the halls of the Capitol saying, we've got a conference room ready to go. Everyone get in there. We need to know when those antiquities moved down there. Because like I said, that would be a big kind of clue on when exactly those got down there. If it was Donald Trump or this other guy that supposedly brought them down there. Anyway, but you know, you want to look into something because this is an international incident at this point. I mean, Israel's been trying to get them back for months. And even if Fox gave them to him, someone came to him from the Israeli government and said, I'm sorry, someone gave you the, you know, let's just go with that scenario, which I'm not buying for anything. But I'll just go with it. 4 months ago. Hi, former President Trump. Hey, this is, you know, Steve from the Israeli consulate. Hey, I need to come on by. I've got some of the Israeli antiquity people here. We've tracked down some priceless antiquities from Israel that were loaned to the United States back in 2019 and never got back in our possession. And we've become aware that they're at Mar-a-Lago. And we need to send our team in there to get them, make sure they're secured, make sure they're safely stored, and get them back to Israel. When can we come by? Do you have time on Tuesday? No! I can see him pouring the ketchup out of the ancient and, you know, oil lamp. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea. That probably that's right there. That's probably, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. You would think to yourself that this would warrant an investigation by Republicans, their buddy Israel. Of course, nothing is going to be investigated. Of course they're not. This is just standard operating procedure. Matt Gaetz, four dead soldiers in Niger, priceless Israeli antiquities. It all doesn't matter because it's not the fact that these are things that they should be investigated and asked about and there should be accountability held at some basic level. It's the fact that a Republican had done this and that the Republicans cannot even hold the George Santos accountable at this point. Because that just is, that's, they will allow chaos to happen. The same people who claim that they are here to protect kids. If Donald Trump gunned down a six-year-old in the middle of the street, the first word out of every Republican's mouth was, well, the six-year-old was getting mouthy. Let's just be honest about it. So, just for fun, let's spin this around a little bit. What do you think the Republicans would be like today if Israel had loaned Joe Biden some ancient, priceless Israeli antiquities? And one of them was missing and had not been returned. One of them. Not for years. We'll go with 3 days that there's in somewhere in the White House, there was a box that was put someplace that shouldn't have been put, and there was an antiquity in there. And for 3 days, there was a piece missing, but the White House found it, got it back to Israel. Israel was fine with that. They shipped them all back. No problem. Let me ask you something. Under that exact scenario, how many Republican investigations would be launched on why did Joe Biden try to steal the Israeli artifacts? How was Hunter Biden involved? Was China involved? They would parade out fixed witness after fixed witness after fixed witness to say, Joe Biden would say he wanted to keep all of them forever. Ever, they said. Does anyone back this up? Well, no. I heard it in my mind. Hunter Biden there'll be nightly exposés on Hunter Biden and what did he do with that antique oil lamp. While they show nude pictures with him, you know, it is one hot oil lamp. Let's just be honest with you. I mean, man,
That place, that oil lamp needs an OnlyFans page. I mean, that is just some hot action right there. Of course they would be. They would be going crazy because it would be everything. Israel's involved. It's Joe Biden misplaced a thing. Oh, my God. And I want to make sure we put this in perspective. And this is not the biggest story. This is not even the largest story. Donald Trump had these in Mar-a-Lago for a year and a half. For 4 months, the Israeli government's like, hey, we finally tracked them down. You got Mar-a-Lago. We need those back. No, you don't. They're right now. Kind of that's, at least that's kind of the impression I'm getting was what happened. And yet not a single Republican will call for that investigation. But if the shoe was on the other foot, if the standard was that Joe Biden lost track of one priceless Israeli antiquity for 3 hours, there would be full investigations. There would be Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert calling for immediate impeachment. They would. It's just disturbing where we are at in this country. The divide that we have is very real. We have sanity on one side. People that can step back and look at something and say, you know what? That probably needs to be investigated. That looks like a crime. And the other side of it is this. The other side is always wrong. Our side is never wrong. And that's just that. And here we are. Yet with getting ready for the third indictment of Donald Trump. And that doesn't include the soon-to-be-announced indictment in Atlanta and the soon-to-be-another indictment announced in New York, which he will not be able to get out of. And it is very clear to me that what's broken in this country is thinking that the Republicans are going to do a damn thing to help you because they're only in it for themselves, period. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break, come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary, August 5th and 6th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into an artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park on August 5th and 6th. Learn more at powderhornartfair.com.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffel, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. I know there are Republicans who are reasonable. I know there are. It is hard to see them with their tail between their legs. Oh, I guess we'll go with what the extremists want. It is. I mean, you know how I can have easy conversations with Michael Broadcorp, and he and I do disagree on a lot of things. I mean, when he was here talking about what he'd like to see the Democrats touch, you know, he put out a pretty strict list of Republican things. I have no problem with him putting those things out. We didn't really get into a policy debate on those things, but at the same time, at the end of the day, he and I, the thing about Michael Broadcorp and I that I appreciate is he honestly feels as if he's trying to make Minnesota better for everyone. I honestly think I'm trying to make Minnesota better for everyone. And at the end of the day, if you both agree with that, you know what? You can make things happen. When you look at this new suburban Republican caucus, holy God, the opening speech he had, if you go back, I think it was on Channel 4. They did this. They had on their online. There's like, we're problem solvers who are more than happy to work with the other side of the aisle. I spit out my soda when they said that line. You mean the same political party that made Scott Jensen vote against his own insulin bill because you wanted to use it for a weapon against Democrats? That's your working with the other side of the aisle stuff. Do not trust them, because until I see Republican politicians that are not retired politicians, but active politicians in Minnesota openly working against the extremist far right of their party, I don't think you can trust them. They'll stick their tail between their legs, and even though I'm a suburban Republican and my constituents don't like this, I got to go with what the far-right loonballs want. There are some cases here. I brought up earlier here the case in Georgia. One Georgia Republican is hoping recent concession by Rudy Giuliani that he made defamatory statements concerning two Georgia poll workers finally causes MAGA voters to open their eyes. In a new filing, the former New York City mayor conceded that he made defamatory and false statements about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, but it did not admit those statements caused damage to the pair. The two women are suing Giuliani for defamation after he falsely asserted they committed election fraud to benefit President Joe Biden. Still, Georgia GOP election official Gabriel Sterling, who you probably recognize from the whole thing with Georgia, where Trump was like, I need you to find me a few thousand votes and turn everything around. Just make them up. Make me the winner. Georgia GOP election official Gabriel Sterling pointed out on Twitter Thursday that Giuliani's statement puts to rest any notion of widespread voter fraud during the 2020 presidential election. Here is the quote. Rudy Giuliani admits that he lied about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, he wrote. We've known for years that he lied about them and the events of the State Farm Arena. For those who still believe there is widespread voter fraud, these people are now admitting they lied to you. Giuliani's concession and Sterling's reaction to it came at a time when Fulton County DA Fannie Willis is holding a special grand jury to investigate the efforts by former President Donald Trump and others to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Still, it remains to be seen whether Sterling's tweet will have an effect on voters. Although most of the people engaging in Sterling's tweet approved of it, a few stragglers responded to support of Trump. And I think the thing you have to understand is that we have to start looking at Republicans and saying, it's okay for you not to vote Republican. A reminder, Donald Trump actually got more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016, which means all your friends, all your suburban dads who sat there and said, you know what, I didn't sign up for this. They signed up for a second. They signed up for seconds of the crap sandwich. They had already had one crap sandwich, said, I didn't want a crap sandwich, but they ate the crap sandwich. And when the waiter came back and said, can I get you anything else? They said, I'll take a second crap sandwich. That's your Republican base. They don't even know what they're doing anymore. All they know is that they've got blind white rage against the Democrats, and they just don't know what they don't even see how badly they're hurting themselves. They are. So hopefully at some time before too long, sanity returns to the GOP. Hour number two, that's coming up next.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodlands, you're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.